going to do it today.
Okay. Okay. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're having fun.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah,
so excited to be here.
We got Amber Martinez.
Hi, guys.
Model.
Oh, my gosh. This microphone is like kicking back tonight.
And we've got,
I know,
by popular demand, and he's back in LA, Uncle Earl.
Hey. Who'd I say who that when I say who that?
Lacey.
Who dad?
Phillips. Mm-hmm. Lacey Phillips.
Yes.
And you have a show you'll talk about.
We'll talk about that.
And then talk about your, and then we got a new probably son in studio, Adrian. Eli.
That's me. Yeah. Hello.
Eli. Yeah, it's one man show.
Yeah.
He's got a wonderful show coming up. You tell us about your show real quick, and then we'll get through everybody.
You got it. My name is Adrian Eli, so I've got a show called Baby Boy, and it is a show that I wrote and will be performing throughout the month of June. We had our preview June 4th.
Okay.
We got some great reviews, and then we have our opening June 10th at 3 o'clock. And then we have another show June 16th at 4:30, and then another our closing show is June 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And that is playing at the Flight Theater in the Complex Hollywood. You know where that is, Santa Monica
He's
Boulevard.
He's got a good room.
Yeah, it's a good one. It is.
It's the biggest one.
Tell us a little bit. You're Latino.
Okay. I'm Latino. Yes, that's right. I am Latino.
Okay. where's the tortillas? No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, exactly. Gay Pride Week.
Yeah, it's Pride Month. Pride Week.
I know.
In West Hollywood, they do have a restaurant that is owned by a Cuban gay person, and it's called Hot Havana. Have you been there?
Hot
I've
Havana.
Never been to Hot Havana.
Hot Havana.
Come on, Hot Havana.
We're going to go there one day, Hot
yes.
Havana.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot Havana. So anyway, tell us about the show, how did it come to fruition?
So the show is my story, basically. When I was a child, about 10 years old, I'm the youngest of five kids.
Okay.
Growing up in Texas, very traditional Texican family. And I'm the
Catholic?
Catholic, yes, the whole shebang, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Virgin Mary all over the place. And my sister, when I was about 10 years old, my older sister came out as a lesbian.
So she came out?
She came out, okay. Yeah. And before it was, cool to do,
like old school come out.
Like old school
Where
come
she's
out.
She's like, I may be gay, but no, I don't know. I'm not sure. I may be confused too, Mom. I don't know.
this girl was not she confused.
She was on a mission.
Now, how did she come out? Did she come out in a public thing, or did she come out? Like I went to a theater.
Yeah.
And the person came out. And he goes, if you want to ask me more questions, you can after
this. Right.
He came out. Yeah. So how did she come? Did she come out in media? How?
No. She was, they found out that, she was talking to this girl on the phone. The same girl was calling. They found, letters, I think, from her girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
She'd been dating
Spy
for
gate.
A long time. Yeah.
Wow, confidential.
Gangster.
Such a big.
Oh, no. You had gangster parents.
Yeah, gangster parents. Seriously.
Yeah.
Old school. And, and I remember once, I remember when they found out, they were like just crying so much, and they treated it like it was a death or something. And I was a kid, and I'm like, I come home from school one day, and my dad is I've never seen my dad cry before, and I see my dad sobbing, and I'm like, who died? Right? And he's like, go say goodbye to your sister. I go outside.
Wow.
She's my mom's inconsolable. She's got her stuff packed in the car.
Oh, my God.
Everything, she's ready to go. So I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm a lesbian, so I'm out of here.
She's just like, I'm a lesbian, and I'm leaving the
open.
House.
Well, yeah. They
they didn't want to be open. So let me ask you a question. So when that happened, did they tell you? You better not say that.
That's right.
Right away.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
so you
this
waited
is a
like
bad
2
thing.
Years when you were 7 to announce you were gay?
I wish it was 2 years. I wish. I didn't come out until I was 30. Oh, because, really? Yeah, that experience, that's like,
I thought you were 25.
What's that?
That's a long
I thought
time.
You were 25.
Oh,
not
you.
Vince, how old are you now?
Yeah, like, gay,
he's like, I'm 31. Yeah, yeah. It was last year.
So you came out.
Yeah.
Tell me, so you experienced your sister.
Not to my parents, though, so they still don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
So,
they still don't know?
They still don't know.
Okay.
They know now.
Every 14 million listeners know now.
What if they heard about your show?
One of them must know your
heard
mom
about your
or dad.
Show and they saw this on there. Would they freak out?
I'm sure.
All that pink
wow.
lettering.
All that pink lettering. Exactly.
We're going to call West Hollywood. The gay pride parade.
I'm actually very nervous about that.
You're
like,
welcome.
I know my dad
You're welcome
me.
To live here. So that's great.
You can come here. So tell us. Now, your sister comes out lesbian.
Yeah.
And then she's out. Now, what happened to her? Where'd she go?
She went,
to San Francisco?
No. She went to go live, I don't know. I actually don't know where she, maybe she lived with her girlfriend. I don't know. But,
Pauline, what's her name? If she calls over the air. Yeah, yeah. What's her name?
No, they're all, she's actually in Canada, so she's like.
Oh, she's in Canada.
Yeah, okay. She's in Canada now.
Go to Canada?
We love Canadians,
she works,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she works in U.S. Customs.
Oh.
Yeah. TSA?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I told you. I told you she's full lesbian.
They are tough.
Yeah. What is it? We're going to TSA. Means nothing private about being
lesbian.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay, your sister is working in Canada.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She moved to Canada.
Yeah.
But do you think if your parents would at least be open hearted, at least, some type of openness, do you think that would help her come back?
They talk to her now.
Okay.
They talk to her now. Yeah. They have a relationship with her. They just, it's just not very.
Cordial.
I mean, it is, but they don't, like, if she had a, she couldn't bring her girlfriend to anything, any sort of functions or
right.
Family,
tough.
Like weddings or anything like that. So that's always a big, issue. It's just sad. It's just really sad to me, because
you should just show up at the next funeral with your boyfriend and be like, hey, mom and dad.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had a boyfriend.
Aww.
Any guys that want to call in for a nice date?
He's single and he's looking to mingle.
Anyway, so
he's single and looking to mingle, and he's fairly attractive, and he's Latino, and he likes
barely.
To hang out.
He gave it a big ring. Barely. Yeah. Is that like a
fairly.
4 or a 3?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's like a 5 or a 6. I'm Dang. Just kidding. He's like an 8.
now tell us about
get it. Call in and get it, boys.
For me, tell us what led you to get in this wonderful world.
Don't
of
stop.
Acting, I've always been into acting. I've loved it since I was a child, since I was a little boy. And I just love. I've always loved writing. I've always loved performing.
Okay.
I've been doing. I did the whole UCB thing and Groundlings, and I did a lot of sketch comedy and improv. I just love performing. So when I had this opportunity, I said I need to make myself an opportunity to, do something. Because there's not a lot of roles out there for someone that,
true.
You know, I'm not a 10. And, thanks for pointing that
you're
out.
You're an 8.
Yeah.
8 but I'm not gay. I'm not a gay man. I can't tell.
True.
For
eight
a woman,
plus,
for a woman, you're an 8.
Okay, thank you.
So
I'll
there
take
you go.
It. I'll take
See,
it.
That's sexy on a 1 to 10 scale.
Exactly.
She said
there
for
you go.
A woman, you're an 8. But what about for a man?
For a right. man? Yeah. For a man? Okay. Men, listen. Boy, single men that are out there, listen, this guy is definitely a 10.
and he's, he's got a he's
and
got
he's
nice
looking to mingle. Okay, gentlemen,
mingle
call in.
City.
But yes. It's so much more than that, you guys. You can't base it all on that. It's a right. package deal. We got to have a package deal.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And he performs.
And I can dance. I can dance.
And he dresses right. good.
Thank
well,
you.
He dresses
our experts here. He'll tell you if you can dance.
Dance,
baby, dance.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
no, I dance. I do.
Is this PG?
Yeah, this is PG.
Sorry.
This is a family.
Right.
Okay.
This
turn those lights back on.
This is a family show.
Anyway, now tell us about the play.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. It'll be at the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
Which will be coming up on June. Well, you had already.
Yeah.
June 16th, 10th. 23rd. So
yeah, so I've got three
still
more.
Still available?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to.
How much are tickets?
So tickets are only $14.
That's cheap.
It's super cheap. And you just go to. It's bit. Dot, I don't know if that's pronounced do or do, so I'm going to say do. Bit. bit.do/babyboyfringe.
Bit,
you from Brooklyn, ain't you?
No. Is it bit.do/ Baby Boy Fridge, is that right?
That is correct.
All right, so people buy tickets.
Yeah. They That's buy fringe, the... not fridge.
Fringe.
Exactly. Yes, yes, exactly.
Can they buy... Can they buy...
I want to make sure they get it right.
I just want to know if they can buy tickets.
Mommy, make it stop.
Yes, yes, too much, too much. Anyway, could you buy
Where's
tickets?
Where's the Baby Boy Fridge?
At the box office?
Yeah. You can show up at the door and pay in cash. Or you can buy them online.
Okay. We like that. We like to hear cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
If I say I know Adrian, can I get in?
You can definitely get in.
Okay.
Yes. You'll see plenty. You'll see a lot of dancing.
If we show up and we're like, Adrian, we know Adrian. Can we have free tickets?
They're going to say, who's Adrian? There's about 200 shows showing
up. Baby boy.
Baby boy.
But I was going to, they had a thing.
Our friend who's still in the closet, but now after announcing it to 14 million listeners.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
This is a better way to come out than your sister.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
You're like, hi, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But, now the misnomers. Kat, come in.
Oh, my gosh.
She's the singer. You know Kat.
Yeah.
You remember those AIDS girls? Yeah. Oh. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, so we're going back on. Back on, live on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we ever go off?
No.
Awesome.
We never go off. We're always on. Anyway, so playing.
And it just got awkward.
We'll get an update from about Jose.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, he's got a check for you. Check for you. Thank you. Anyway, so getting back to your acting, acting comedy.
Yeah.
Once this play is all, the run is over, what will you be doing? Are you going to start getting yourself your craft on maybe cable TV? Maybe
I would love that. If I could make this into some sort of series.
It's Amazon.
Something like that. Amazon, Netflix, I don't know. I have a
character for him. I have a character.
Would you make it a series or just a play?
I think I would make it a series. But I think the next, that would be a dream. I think the next step would be to go to Edinburgh or some other festivals. Right. Maybe take it to the college route, the college circuit. Just to keep getting it out there. It's an ever-evolving play.
Cal State Northridge.
Yeah, all that.
And let people know what you do.
It's needed right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really needed because there's so many young people who need to know that it's okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Because, I tried changing my whole life. I tried really hard. I tried my hardest to be straight.
Well, Vice President, Pence, he'll change you with Christianity.
Oh, Lord.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Is he making
some new scientific pill to
people
who love being
where's,
gay? Not
where's
gay
Hollywood
anymore?
When
that
you
is
need him?
So messed
yeah,
up.
I'm down. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
What I suggest, get a web series. Get a website.
I would love to, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. Because it's, whenever I first came out, I thought this needs to be told because when I first came out, I was looking for some sort of help, someone to talk to.
Right.
And I went to this organization that was for men, and they sort of had an interview with me on the phone. And they said, you're a little further along than these guys are. They don't tell anybody where the meeting is until you get approved. Uh-huh. It's like an underground thing. He said most of these men are all married with kids, like grown men with married kids. So it's like a thing.
Wow.
It's like you bring this into your adulthood and you live with that secret forever, and it'll really weigh on.
Well, look at what's his name from the Kardashians, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah,
and he changed.
Yeah,
he held on for dear life.
He's not really happy. Yeah. I don't think he's happy.
Now
he's getting married.
Not,
he's engaged to be married.
You're kidding.
Yes, I saw that today. I can't tell you who, but I saw it today.
Wow.
Seriously.
That's something
else.
Yeah,
he's engaged.
Wow.
And he's got all these beautiful daughters.
To a man. Yes.
And then Kim Kardashian was on the news.
Yeah.
She got that lady release.
Yes.
She went to see Trump. I wonder what Trump wanted to get her.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God.
Well, she did. She, the lady was in prison. It was a white collar crime. And also today, what we want to do is talk about
it. He's like, Stormy Daniels isn't doing it for me anymore.
We wanted to talk about it. It was a tragic.
He's like, kneel down.
That Anthony
Bourdain. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's so bad.
He committed suicide, and it was all the stations today.
It's tragic.
They handled it well, what they used to do when someone commits suicide. Apparently, Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. That's how they used to do it in TV news.
But it's like Kate Spade too.
Yeah,
she committed.
She committed.
So
she was
many people.
She was the. She made
the designer.
The designer of the purses. Yeah, it was strange.
So many people under stress. You don't know.
That's something we will have future shows with talking about that, because the problem with CNN and all these places, they want results. Results. And this guy was in France.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he went to a nice hotel. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, he did a nice hotel.
You might as well.
He had a lot of wine to do it. But we want to announce that, and the breaking news will be we're going to find out more about what's the next chapter for his family. He's got an 11-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Leaves behind. Wow. So it's sad stuff. But we want to let everyone know. And President Obama said something really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, President Obama, they did a show together in Hanoi.
Yes, I saw that.
You ever see that show?
Yes, I did.
It was a very nice show.
Very nice show.
And President Obama said that he saw a plastic stool, you know, because they have plastic stool where he stand on, but delicious noodles, cold Hanoi beer. This is how I'll remember Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That's great.
And then there were some others, or there was Christiane Amanpour, the CNN reporter. She says, My heart breaks for Tony Boudin. May he rest in peace now. And he was a friend, a collaborator, and a family. So those are kind of some of the things we've been getting today. And Jamie Oliver.
I don't think you'll find any enemies with
him. No. Jamie Oliver was a cook. Isn't he a cook?
Yeah.
Jamie Oliver said, yeah. I have to say, I'm a total shock to hear that. The amazing Boudin had just died, and he really broke the mold, because I loved his shows. He would go to Russia and they'd give him this food for a big family, and he'd eat the food.
He'd eat it all.
He ate that food. But anyway, if you do have a problem with contemplating suicide, we got a number, 1-800-273-TALK. And that's the United States and also in Britain. So if you have a problem, you want to talk about it, you know, feel free to call them. And I know some people out there are, you know, this has brought this issue up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton said, Boudin's exceptional writing made this one formerly picky, fearful eater very brave and want to try everything. And I'll always be grateful for him and the world again. So those are some of the comments on him. So we wanted to share that. And anyway, so Uncle Earl, we want to get back to the world of Uncle Earl.
Yes, Cousin Cameron, how are you?
And we'll get to Amber Martinez.
Yes.
So tell us what's going on with you.
You know, I'm happy
Welcome
to be
home.
Back. Yeah, I missed you,
man. I missed you too, man.
You know, I had to call you right away.
But
I'm glad to be back. I was in New York and I take care of my mom.
You take care of mom.
Yeah, but, and I put my everything on hold, and she told me to get out of the house. She doesn't want me to grow old in there with her. Wow. So I reached out. I was like, get me out of here. So I came back to do a benefit show for homeless children in Columbia.
Oh, how nice.
It's going to be next Wednesday, the 13th, at Rage Nightclub. And it's going to be a cavalcade of artists. It's not just me, but about 20 acts and people from The Voice, from America's Got Talent and American Idol and The Four. So a lot of singers galore. It's going to be a night of singing and some dancing too, as well. Some dance companies.
That's
7:30, no cover.
No cover. How much is it?
No cover.
No cover?
No cover. Donations. We want
it
people to come
free.
And donate. Yeah. They have to pay for the cocktails on them. You know, not free. But, you know, we want them to be able to come and donate what they feel from their heart. So that's why I'm here, you know, giving back.
And Uncle Earl, by the way, he had a great show in L.A. I was a guest on it. You remember?
Ultimate Underground Experience
in L.A.
Yes.
But the parking was anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was crazy.
Parking sucked.
But also, I want to tell our listeners up in the Bay Area, and you know, baby boy will go up to the Bay Area.
That would be nice. Mm.
Come to New York.
I would love
to go to
New
York.
Let's keep in touch.
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is from our ensemble, we're going to be there in September in New York. We're going to do the Italian Festival.
Oh, nice.
So we'll go, and I'll see Uncle Earl, his mom, and it'll be fun because I don't get to travel.
Mama. Are you Italian?
No, I'm a Jewish guy. You know, Jewish people, we want to be Italian, or we thought
you're
we were
a Jew alien.
Oh,
Italian.
Wow.
Meet the boss.
A Jew alien.
And also,
Jewish Italian.
Here, you want me to share clothes?
Wow.
Oh my goodness!
I took a shower. I told her because I wanted Uncle Earl's here. I wanted you to hear your voice.
Please.
Come on, please. Here. I'm gonna put you on. This is Kat. Yeah. And she's gonna sing a little bit.
All right.
So we have our little contest.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So here.
How you doing?
You're on.
Here to sing.
How you doing?
You're the cat. You're the cat lady.
Real.
Jose Escamilla's friend.
Ah. All right, let's hear what you got.
Okay, all right.
This is a cappella. Let's just okay. do...
It's all right.
Want to give, her a
I'm
mic?
I'm just going to do a little bit.
Want to give her a mic?
Here. We got to get her close. Who's the person?
I think it's close enough.
Are you sure? Okay.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by railway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airman. I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can.
That's it?
Yay! Yay. Yay. Good job! Woo!
Okay. Uncle Earl will tell you.
Yes.
Okay, Uncle Earl.
Leave me my mountain. Whatever, we're not going to go there.
Go, baby, go.
Go.
Come on, mama.
Do it.
Why are you holding back?
Because this is an awkward
That's so anticlimactic. You know, like you give me that foreplay, mama, and you don't go all the way, baby. Come on, mama.
So now, what do you tell?
This is talk radio, get it? Not sing radio. But thank you for the opportunity, lovey.
No, but you got two people. They'll tell you. Okay, what do you think?
I think she has a beautiful voice. I can hear the experience. I can hear the control. I can hear the quality. I can hear the tone. I hear the timbre. It was not forced. She was laying in the cut, and it was with ease. She didn't strain. I didn't see any veins pop out of her neck. She was working it. She was working it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, contract. Contract.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then
I love the studio, by the way. I love the studio. I'm so
you like it?
In the studio. And mm-hmm. I'm a writer.
And you sound. I'm sure you can. You know how to work the mic.
Just met a man who kissed me like it was a show.
I admire your gumption. I would not be able to just sing it. I could walk in and just start singing. I mean,
no, she's pretty good. What do you think of her?
I love it. You know, I don't know much about like singing, so I wouldn't know, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I thought you had a really nice voice, and you have a lot of passion, and you've got.
Yeah.
You just jump right in there, Kat.
I've been studying a long time, truly. I've just been in a lot of other situations in my life since I really, 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 truly, truly was into music.
Yeah,
really.
I can hear.
I actually did Star Search.
Did you? Really? Wait, which Star Search is the one with Ed McMahon?
With Bill Cosby.
Oh, back then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Actually, Peggy Blue. You know Peggy Blue from Star Search? Peggy Blue from Star Search. She's doing my show on Wednesday.
Oh, how nice.
And she was the vocal coach from Hell on American Idol. She's going to come.
That's cool. If you're able to come. What is
it? Oh, yeah. Hey, my daughter recorded with Fleetwood Mac. They're am I on mic?
Well, you're on.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, all right.
So the whole room
you can do Broadway. We hear you. Belts, go.
Hello. So, no, seriously, when Clinton was like going for his presidency in the day, he used "Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow." That whole thing.
Yeah.
So that brought what's his face, the guitar player?
Are you talking about Fleetwood?
Yeah.
What's the guy?
Steve's a friend. Okay, I was living in Scotland.
You know, he's 69.
And my daughter
Fleetwood Mac, they're all aging.
But hey, they better, because I am.
Stevie Nicks is celebrating her 70th birthday.
Wow. All
right, so anyway, Lindsay comes out with the brainchild. Ooh, let's get back together. 16 years after that happened. So then they do this record called Say You Will.
Right.
Didn't do really well, but I was there. I met the whole band. Was awesome. Okay. My daughter grew up with Jessica, which is Stevie's niece, because Stevie doesn't have any kids. And whatever. So my daughter, Jessie Nicks, and Molly McVie, who's John and Christine's daughter. The three of them are all 11 years old. All do the background for the. Which turns out because Stevie takes over everything. So Lindsay comes up with the idea, and then Stevie comes in and overwrites and takes over. That's how Stevie is.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
crash course. Catch it, you guys. That was some knowledge she was dropping.
Yep.
No, I'm serious. This is
no, I know you're serious.
Three girls are doing the background. And this is the name of the record, as well as the single.
Okay.
Say you will, give me one more chance. At least give me time to change your mind. So you got three little, like, nasally girls doing the background. So I'm in the market one day. And I hear it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's...
Oh, wow.
You know, just like...
Can't you guys tell she's shy?
She's very shy. She's the shyest person I ever had.
And so who comes on is, oh, my God. No, Ryan Seacrest. And he's still working at 98.7. And he's like, who are those little girls? And so I get on the studio line. I don't know how I got through, but I did.
Go right.
And I'm like, you want to...
That girl snuck on.
So that was fun. That was very cool.
Wow. All right.
Well, the only one I would ask is Amber, because Amber is a musician and an actress.
This lovely gal.
She'll tell you.
Covering her face and hiding her hair.
No, I'm looking at emails for my next film.
Oh, and she's
so
very
I'm getting in production emails while I'm waiting to talk.
Now tell us about
she's Kong. Doubled.
Oh,
dipping.
Well,
Amber Martinez, everybody.
Professionale. Professionale, 100%. No, so actually, I was very lucky this year. I had five shorts screen in the Grand Palais at the 71st Festival de Cannes. And it screened in the 120-minute time slot right before Star Wars. So my movie premiered before Star Wars.
Okay.
And so actually it's a composite of five short films that I had acted in. One is called Love Doubled, which is about the basis and different stages and emphasis of different kinds of love. So it takes you through a different process. Like, you know, there's love when you're grieving for someone or when you're infatuated for someone and things like that. And another one was called Sequel of Life, where people talk about what their goals and future and where they see their lives going. So it's like a foretelling sense of the human condition. And then another one was called Yes, No, Yin Yang, where you talk about how you make your mental decisions. So it talks about like psychology, integral psychology, and how you relate to the human condition. And then another film was also called 15 Seconds of Fame, which is what would you be willing to do for 15 seconds of fame? So that's like a documentary style. We went around and interviewed people, and we asked them what they would be willing to do
for
their 15 seconds.
That's a loaded question.
And we opened it with actually one of my friends was one of the paparazzi who was there on Oscar night and filmed the guy stealing the Oscar. And so we opened it with that footage. And everyone in the theater was laughing. They recognized it. And the guy was like, I won an Oscar. I won an Oscar. And it was so crazy. And I was like, where the hell did we get this? And so I was talking to production. They're like, well, my friend was there taping it. And I'm like, I didn't see anything like that on Oscar night. I totally didn't know it happened until like the next day. It was crazy. And then the other one is called My Dog Expressions, where it shows the relationship between people and their dogs and how special it is spiritually. And also the connection between animals and their owners and animals and just life in general. So we try and do that one. So they all screened under the title of A Mini Movie Selects. And it was made by my friend. The producer was Joyce Chow from Monty Bubble Enterprises.
Right.
She can't be here tonight, but she was supposed to be. But she's on conference calls. But she says hello and
you're
to thank everybody, Cameron.
Tonight.
Joyce, if you have to call, 323-203.
While we're on the love thing,
exactly.
The love thing, while we're there with your love. You know, so basically they were about love.
Yeah. No,
all of them?
Well,
or a
they're
couple of
all
them?
No, they're all different, but they're all based on the human condition. Human so condition. There were mini shorts that we screened all together in the 120-minute time slot, and our premiere was in the Grand Palais right before Star Wars premiered.
Right.
So it was like crazy. There was like thousands of people trying to rush in. We had people that packed our theater, and then there was people standing outside the door trying to get into our screening.
Oh, wow.
It was like very intense. I was very blessed to have, I didn't have to worry about who I was wearing because I had a gown made by Sherry Bottle. She's a famous fashion designer. She does all the designs for BB, the fashion brand. And I was, all my jewelry, yeah, all my jewelry was done by Lisa D. Jewelry, and she's this amazing lady in Tennessee, and she also lives in Kentucky, and she does the jewelry for, she's famous for doing the jewelry for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She dresses, like, she gives the jewelry for, like, the competitors and their wives, and she's, like, really top notch there.
Did you get to keep any of that jewelry?
Yeah, I got to keep everything.
Everything?
Yeah,
really?
I got to keep everything.
The
yeah.
Clothing too?
Yeah.
Clothing and jewelry?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow.
And then so my next project is going to be about, like, I'm doing it with Clinton Wallace. He's a producer that's done like over 40 films with Photo Mundo International Entertainment, and it's going to be about exploring alternative subcultures in California. And it's going to be starring me. So we're going to go and explore all the different subcultures, like the Native American tribes. And also we're going to interview people about their spirituality. We're going to go to sweat huts, sweat lodges, shamans, any alternative religion we can find and experience. And we're going to turn it into a movie about exploring what it is to be... what it is exactly to be spiritually enlightened and spiritually awakened in modern times. So it's going to be like a mock documentary because it's going to have some comedy in it too as well.
I'm funny.
So, yeah, exactly. So
I just felt really
blessed because last year I had two films and this year I had five. So I'm kind of
very
like,
good.
Yeah, like next year I'm going for eight. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I feel really, like, you know, blessed, and I'm really grateful for the experience. And I got to meet a lot of new people. Oh, Avi Lerner was at
my friend's
dinner. So, you know, Millennium Films was present, and so was Screen Gems and, you know, Crystal Sky Productions.
Girl, you get around.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I had like two free days, and I went to Monte Carlo Fashion Week in Monaco.
Oh, nice.
Did you go to the nude beach?
No, I'm not a nude beach fan.
How dare you? I do.
I'm not a nude person. I'm not.
No, you just go watch.
My. I feel
it's
like that.
Free. Would... It's free.
I feel like that would. I feel like I would be too awkward. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry,
no,
like covering my face all the time.
Care.
So sorry. Oh my God. You know.
I think I might be the same way.
I don't. No, I'd rather be like on a yacht in the ocean, floating and having my own time, like, you know, relaxing, have some wine,
shark bait,
just hanging out in a yacht. I did that on two of the days that I was there. It was amazing. Where only me and the dolphins could see my naked body.
Okay.
You know. Like I like you know, I'm adventurous in private.
Oh, she's one of those.
You know, like
so she's a closet queen.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. You guys are so funny. Not like that. Not like that.
It's okay, darling.
So yeah, so
now tell us any incidents.
Any incidents? Well, there was a scary incident, but I can't tell you about that because But I did actually have an incident where I went to a black tie affair, and I was walking, and some girls stepped on my dress and ripped the train off as I was walking.
Oh, man.
And
wow.
The train was just left down the side of the carpet, and I just kept walking anyway. So my evening gown turned into like a short cocktail dress, and I was just like, work it. I didn't
all
know
right.
what to do.
Okay.
Like, what could you do at that point? Like, half the dress is down the red carpet, and
so
you're just like,
when
walking.
She stepped
you
on,
can't
you just
stop.
Kept walking, and it just sort of
you have to. You have to.
Going.
What am
you
I going to do?
Look at
what
it.
Am I going to do? Turn around and be like, what?
You could have
like,
made it a shawl. You know, pick it up.
Pick it up and work it.
Make it a turban.
No, because then the press notices. So if you act like you don't notice, the press likely will not notice. Because if you're halfway down the carpet, they don't notice that stuff.
That's
you
true.
Just smile.
Yeah.
And work it,
nice.
And you know, I bought that dress at the end of Cannes from a French designer. I ended up having to purchase it because it was only half there. but let me tell you, I have a wicked cocktail dress now.
Okay.
So you know,
any cocktails, you
right?
Right?
Any cocktail event.
By the way, your film's out there. What films
have you released? I have Rough Night with Scarlett Johansson, Demi Moore. That's been released since last year.
Very good film.
Year.
I got to see you.
Yeah.
That film.
It's a film about a bachelorette party gone wrong, and they kill the stripper on accident.
Oh, wow.
And then I have my new film coming out in September. It's the new Jay and Silent Bob movie. It's called... Method in the Madness, or it may be Madness in the Method. They keep changing it. But it's really great. It's about also your journey to becoming an actor, and it's a super funny comedy. And I play like the dream girl. You'll notice me because I have a really great scene where I'm coming out of a pool in an American flag bikini.
Are you naked?
Ooh. I'm in an American flag bikini.
Does the bikini come off?
No, it doesn't.
Donald Trump would have made it.
I didn't know I was coming on the show tonight to talk about. No, but I do end up floating on a inflatable pizza. Inflatable giant pizza.
Naked.
It's like a dream sequence, you know. It's a sequence that doesn't really go in the movie, but it's like he's thinking about something, and then it's something that happens that doesn't actually happen in real life in the storyline, you know.
Only in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really fun, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm also doing a movie. I've also finished a movie and wrapped it called Ban Kizuna, where I play a bartender that works for the Yakuza. So it's an action.
Oh, wow.
An action.
So are you an actress?
Japanese. Yeah. yeah. Actually, you can see. You can find me on celebs.com. celebrityphoto.com, dailycelebs.com, those celebrity photo sites. You can find me on imdb.me/Amber Martinez. I'm also on dailycelebs.com, prphotos.com. I recently found out in Taiwan they made a cosplay outfit of me. I'm not joking. It's an outfit where Asian women in Indonesia can buy a cosplay costume to look like me, and guess what outfit they chose? It's my evening gown from the last year's Festival de Cannes.
The one that got ripped.
Oh, wow.
No, this dress is actually made by a Dubai designer named Sai Suman.
I bet he sold out.
She
sold out.
She actually did sell out of the dress because it was a custom couture piece, and then people ordered it. But now in Asia, they've made a cosplay costume of me, and it shows like a crop photo of me, and then underneath it, when I hit the translate button, it says, "Now you too can look like Amber Martinez." And I was like,
well,
that is kind of creepy.
On Wednesday,
but it's awesome at the same time.
Yeah. From Los Angeles.
Like, it was kind of creepy, but it's awesome at the same time, you know, because when I grew up.
Well, don't you feel if someone wants to look like you from Asia,
yeah, they can choose to be Princess Leia from Star Wars or me from last year's Festival de Cannes.
Oh, wow. So,
well,
are you making money out of
this? It was strange,
cocktails anymore?
Well, no, actually, they don't know that my publicist and I know about it. But I don't mind because it's flattering. It's flattering in a way. So actually, I don't mind if they're making money off of it.
I don't want
anybody
creeping around the corner looking like me right now because it's like, you know, shoot them.
Could you imagine everyone with like plastic face masks that look like my face?
Yeah,
and like, people come around looking like anybody.
But you're just interested.
Or it's like a reddish brown brunette long wig, and then it's like the dress I wore, and
it's
then
like
it's like
clone
it's a mask face like Jason, like
they
a plastic,
have.
You know, latex face.
So.
Like what is that? Hannibal?
Do you feel your creativity?
Well, because I have a very small framed body, so like most of the women in Asia do have my size body already.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a size zero. That's like non-existent.
In
America.
Yeah.
But that's good.
So it's been. It's been a wild ride so far this year, but I'm loving it.
International ambassador?
I am actually a member of the United Nations Association of America, a registered member.
Girl, when do you sleep? When do you lay down?
Girl, I don't sleep. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I can sleep when I'm dead. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Jesus.
No, yeah, so I actually, I'm a registered certified member of the United Nations Association of America, and I'm a registered member of the Beverly Hills chapter, and I'm actually talking to the president of the California chapter of the United Nations Association of becoming the outreach ambassador for the Beverly Hills Association. So, hopefully, yeah. And
I need you to go to sleep.
last year I worked with Habitat for Humanity, and I got an email yesterday that said, thanks to you, we were able to build 80 homes for low-income families. And I felt, like, amazing. I was like, that was the happiest moment this year so far, was getting that email, because being able to touch those people's lives and to give them a place to live and to take care of themselves was really amazing.
Now, how many people are talking about?
80 homes.
80 homes?
80 homes, yeah. Yeah, and I actually helped put up, I helped put up the infrastructure for several of those homes. So I had, a hard hat, and I was, nail gunning them in and building the actual framing for the walls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had to learn how to do that. What is with the? There's like the dead song that people sing at the funeral. I love talking on the radio and getting interrupted by renditions of funeral songs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! He's coming on a Honda. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, so I want everyone to actually, I'm doing an outreach right now. I'm doing an outreach right now. She's not controllable. this is actually very important. This is very important. I'm trying to talk about a children's charity that I'm trying to help right now. Okay, thank you.
And
all right, so there's.
And then I'm going to back you up with mine.
Okay. So, so everyone out there, if you can find it in your hearts to donate to the Hollywood Education and Literacy Project, we're trying to raise $10,000 right now because they lost their primary donor and they're trying to keep their building. And what the Hollywood Education and Literacy Project does is we educate, because I volunteer there to teach sometimes. And I also teach there when I'm not shooting on a regular basis, like one or two days a week. I teach literacy to low-income families or children who are immigrating and don't want to go back, to Latin America thanks to Trump. And also kids that are immigrating from different...
Well, he's separating them now so they have no choice.
Yeah, gotta go.
People who... Children who are coming from different countries, and I teach them... and the center teaches them English, literacy, mathematics, science, and we try and keep them here and have them integrate and also to develop their skills in lives so they can, progress to the next stage and keep going through education. So if you can find it hard in your heart to donate, go to Facebook.com and look up the Hollywood Education Literacy Project page. There's a donate button. Also, you can go to... Facebook.com/ the official Amber Martinez and Amber Martinez official, and you can see the donate link on my fan site. As well, you can message me or reach out to at Amber_Martinez_official on Instagram. You can private message me and we can take donations through that way. So we're really trying to improve the lives of children from low-income families that can't afford it.
Right.
So reach out to us and donate, please.
And while we're on the children, please, ladies and gentlemen, Elena Iwan Orphanage in Medellin, Colombia. That is the organization we're benefiting next Wednesday night at Rage, June 13th, 7:30. No cover. It's going to be amazing singers, about 20 acts.
Wow.
And the Uncle Earl will be performing. I'll actually be breaking a new song. I'm releasing an EP
really?
On June 22nd. It's called Invitation to Dance.
Ooh.
And I'm doing one of the new songs off the EP. That night it'll be the debut premiere. I produced it with a guy named Michael Cruz from Germany. Toy Sounds Productions and Earl Hitz Records. But it's about the children, really. I mean, and it's no cover, so we just want people to come and donate and give them their heart. That's all I need. For the children.
Do it for the kids.
Yeah, for the children, man.
Yes.
And break those cages. that they're living in. You know what I'm saying? Let's get those cages. Let's get rid of those cages.
Let's get rid of those walls.
Definitely.
Walls, no walls, and no, walls. Cages. Come no on. Cages. Come on. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
What are we talking about here?
Oh, well,
oh, we're talking about Amber.
We're talking about
all right.
Yeah, we're talking we already talked about you. Oh. Everybody had their turn. Yeah. Thank you. I'm last.
Right. So anything you have Kat, anything else?
Actually, of course. God, I'm a Gemini. June 1st, raging Gemini.
Kat's birthday just passed. Let's talk about that.
I know, it's only been
and our good friend Jose is not doing too good.
I just want to say, anyone out there that really does know and love and care about Jose Escamilla, who is battling, and we need his
battling for his life.
Yeah.
Amber, he got real bad.
Yeah,
I heard.
Okay, well, let's just leave it there without details. Just send your angels.
Okay.
Your aliens. He's a big UFO dude. And prayers, of course. But he's battling. So that's all. Just keep us or him.
All we do is pray, man. All we do is pray. And one other thing I was going to mention. Last week, one of our candidates came in. Republican candidate. You know him. Mark Reed.
Republican candidate Mark Reed. Oh, I met him before.
He was
on the show with us a while ago.
In.
You and I, yeah.
One, the other gentleman did not place.
He seems suitable to be a representative.
Oh, yeah. He was
from what I saw. I can't speak in general, but the 5 minutes he was in this room, he was very polite and he had very great dictation, and he knew what he was talking about.
So. There you go. Mark, if you're listening. out there.
For those 5 minutes that I met him, I want everyone to know that on the air. I've only known the man for 5 minutes, but while he was here, he seemed very appropriate for candidacy.
Right. Well, all right.
He's ready for And then, by the way, one other thing is, talk about your show real quick.
Yes. Baby boy.
Baby boy. Plug it again. Plug it again.
Well, tell us that.
Let's do, what's the other update you were talking about earlier?
Well, we were going to talk about.
But wait, I want to hear about his show again. One more time. Just one time. Come on. Just say it one more time. Baby boy.
Baby boy.
And give us some dates, man.
Baby boy at the Hollywood. I'm sorry?
Do you have a musical theme?
Paula Abdul has sort of a thing in it. Not the actual Paula Abdul, but
in the Fringe.
I love me some Paula.
I do allude to the song straight up is in the show.
Oh, okay.
But Hollywood Fringe Festival, Flight Theater at the Complex on Santa Monica Boulevard on Theater Row, Hollywood.
Can
Theater
you sing
Row.
The Straight Up
nice
Now Tell Me?
Restaurants.
Straight Up Now Tell Me.
Yeah.
Straight Up Now Tell Me. Do you really want to love me forever?
This show's getting crazy.
You have a bulletin. The Golden State Warriors defeat Cleveland Cavaliers to win third NBA championship in 4 years.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
There is
no Cavaliers.
And then we have the only other update.
Kate Spade offed herself last week.
Who?
Kate Spade.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
It was so horrible. Why is everybody doing that? I don't understand that.
Well,
it's like one person, then another person, then another person.
Well, you know, when you live a life that's not filled with something like faith,
right.
And you're working from the outside as opposed to the inside.
I mean, she made handbags,
when you're
okay?
Empty,
like, it doesn't seem like it would be that stressful.
Oh,
it can be.
I bet it
can be.
I mean, you know.
She has marital problems.
Yeah.
Miss America? What?
No, marital problems.
Oh, marital problems?
But if you don't have a strong faith base, you're shot. You're dead. You got to believe in something.
Yeah, that's true.
Not money.
Nothing.
That won't do it.
Yeah, because we're hearing a lot of stories about recently. We haven't heard about suicide. Famous people with suicide for a long time. Long time.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Rob Williams, yeah.
It was the same thing with the whole sexual harassment with women all over these many decades. And now it's all like, boom. It's like everybody jumps on the same bandwagon. Oh, my God, he touched my breast once.
Right.
So sexual harassment. You know,
like, but I get you. You know,
over the top at this point.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
No. I'm talking rape. I get it. But come on.
I worked through Hollywood from the 80s up to now, and I've seen it all.
Yeah.
And I've seen how I've seen women work it to get where they're going. I've seen it. I've been there. Yeah. Some of it's true, but some of it's a little over the top.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, but, you know, anyway. Uncle Earl is doing his two cents. Hey. I've been there, and I worked with Bill Cosby, too. So I know a lot.
Oh, wow.
Hey, he was on Star Search with me.
Yeah. I did his show in Vegas.
Not with me. I was with him.
Was he?
Let
me ask you a question. Was Bill Cosby as strange as they say?
No. Michael Jackson wasn't either. I know Michael.
Yeah. And Michael, they had that.
You know, when people want things to happen or they want to change something, they can make... You're guilty until proven innocent.
Right. That's
they true. Can say one thing about you, and you had to spend your life disproving it.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Well, you right. So he's right. Scrutiny from every element on every level of every right. part of
yeah.
life.
But someone says one thing, and it just sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it's true or false.
People, right. That's true.
Innocent people are in prison.
Like a bad piece
right
of
now. Innocent people are in prison.
Right.
Yeah. Two, because they got to close the case.
Yeah, and they just want to get done with it.
Agreed.
Anyway, for next week,
Debbie Downer
do?
Here. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll go, get out.
All right, I'm going to
week,
New York.
Next week. Yeah, he's going to New York. He's out of here. Anyway, next week we're going to get more into UFO stuff. Sighting.
Oh wow!
Danny Cruz. Jose really like Danny Cruz.
I know.
Danny Cruz is coming, and then we're going to talk about the conditions of, we're talking about sexual predators. That'll be next week. So we'll do our show. LA Talk Radio, baby.
Yeah, we're all here in LA Talk Radio.
We're all happy. So we wanted to thank everybody for today. And good night from Los Angeles.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.